Our world is getting crazier by the day. Right now, as we're recording this, Israel is under a barrage of attacks from Iran. And we always are trying to look to see what has God said or what is God saying about a particular incident in our history. And we can look to see specifically to one prophetic voice, Kim Clement, about what God has said and how we're trying to connect the dots here today. And so Abby Trivett has joined with me to talk about this because she has put together a great article categorizing or basically maybe chronicling, I don't know, whatever word you want to use there, Abby, but just basically saying this prophetic word on this date, could this be being fulfilled right now? So Abby, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, John. Yes, Kim Clement gave so many wonderful words over the decades, really, that he was in ministry. And a lot of them we are seeing now come to pass, or they actually could truly be coming to pass at this point in time. So it's interesting to see something that he may have said 10 years ago. He's no longer with us. Right. And we're seeing things that are coming to fruition, which just shows us kind of like the Old Testament prophets. You know, they gave words years, hundreds of years in advance. Even people thought, well, this didn't happen right off the bat, so it must not be true. But then, of course, it did happen, including the birth and death of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So the big thing with Kim Clement is he prophesied that Trump would be the president. This was years before he was even seriously considering being considered a candidate. So we're going to look at a couple of these prophetic words that he gave. And we're going to start off with this one that is known as the Strange July. And we want to thank Donna Clement Petruska and her whole team at Codebreakers, which is the Kim Clement's ministry that they've carried on. They do such a great job categorizing and indexing all of these prophetic words from over the years and seeing new things that as they go back into the archives, they find is relating to what happened today. So let's listen to this Strange July.
During the fall, there shall be many that shall fall, and many that shall rise from the dust. Earth is standing prepared. I shall take it, for the summer shall bring forth much in the temperatures. Strange July, strange July. Hypnotic November. And oh, Christmas, where winter shall say, and me, I will make them happy. For God says, I have chosen each season to manifest something. My will shall be done, and it shall come to pass that I shall bring sign after sign, and in the fall, that which comes down is that which was able to be shaken, and I will build and release the resources. And in the fall, will show you whom I have chosen to pray for and guide this nation. You shall rejoice, for it is my man. It is my chosen, David, says the Lord.
All right, so there's a lot of things there. And I must say that this last July really could fit with this prophetic word because the assassination attempts. And we're going to actually talk about something with this a little bit more. But what are your thoughts about this, Abby? You've done a lot of research into what Prophet Kim Clement has been talking about.
Yes. Well, it was a strange July. We also have to think about the fact that we had Biden step down and right. Kamala Harris emerge as the Democratic front runner, truthfully. And if you also look at the words of talking about anything that can be shaken, that will be shaken, we've been seeing it happen all year long, especially with ministries as well. I mean, we talk about it all the time. We report on it all the time of things that we never thought we would see happen happening. So it's a word not only for our nation, but I also think for the body of Christ as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So There's another one. You recently came across this about a golf course, and there was another. Obviously, we'll talk about why this is, but let's take a look at what he had to say.
The God says, for a season, I will reveal a strange thing. Some of those who have been enemies of Israel shall suddenly turn and change their tune for a season. And I will restore, and I will deliver, and I will bring friendship for a season. And many of the enemies that now stand shall be non-existent, says the Spirit of God. It shall take 2 years. 2 years! But watch how I bless Israel. Watch how the rain comes to America. Watch how the rain comes to my kingdom. Watch and see. For God says, beginning in September, I will turn everything around. And my people shall see an intervention of a kind that they have never seen before, says the Lord. And you say, what of Syria? And what of a man who is on the golf course? The Spirit of God says, I have given opportunity after opportunity. Now, shall I use Israel again?
So there's a lot of interesting symbolism in there. And one of the things that's very sometimes frustrating about prophecy is that it can be sometimes puzzling. And so you can see that you only have so much understanding, but as you look back, you can understand more. The man on the golf course thing doesn't seem to make sense in that context there at all. But what do you take about that, Abby?
Well, a man on a golf course, we all just witnessed a second attempt on former President Trump's life while he was playing golf, which is something that we never thought we would be seeing, that we would be talking about right now. So that's very interesting to see this prophecy resurface 10 years later, talking about a man on a golf course. And Israel is under so much fire and attack right now. So, you know, if there can be blessing that can come to them at some point, like that would be fantastic. But also a warning to look at Syria as well. So yeah, I think that's something that we should be taking into consideration, is how we view Syria right now.
Yeah. So let's look at an image of some text that was from another prophetic word that Kim gave. And we're just going to read this. We do have the audio, but it's a little bit too long. So the Spirit of the Lord says, there shall be one assassination attempt that will endeavor to destroy the plans that I have for this nation. Tonight, there are more forces of darkness that have endeavored to bring this to nothing this nation. But I will supply a very special weapon to this nation, which shall have the ability to see activities of the enemy in a very peculiar manner. This night is a Saturday night. I require that my people stand in agreement with the prophet as he prophesies resurrection to America. Chills as I read that, because that assassination attempt took place on a Saturday in a very strange July. Abby, your thoughts on this?
Yes. You're putting all the pieces together. You know, it's fascinating because he prophesied about Trump becoming the president way before anyone ever would have considered Trump becoming the president. And it just seems like the Lord kept pouring in information to him. He probably didn't know it was about Donald Trump. He was just speaking whatever the Lord put on his heart at the time. So it does give you chills when you think about the fact that, wow, he prophesied about an assassination attempt on a Saturday night. And that is exactly what happened in a strange July, in a season when things would be shaking. It's fascinating to be able to see exactly how God is working through prophets from long ago and bringing it all together now.
Absolutely. And there, speaking of shaking, God is going to shake the Republicans and the Democrats. And let's listen to this particular prophetic word.
And I will take lawmakers from the Midwest, lawmakers from the Northeast, for what has happened with the Kennedys, says the Spirit of God, was spoken of. Now I will join hands between Democrats and Republicans that do an unusual thing, says the Spirit of God. Come on!
All right, joining hands between Democrats and Republicans and mentioning the Kennedys. What does that remind you of, Abby? Something that just happened that I never thought would happen.
Well, it reminds you of RFK Jr. Leaving the presidential race and supporting Donald Trump. You know, the Kennedys, famous Democrat family, joining hands with the Republican nominee for the presidency.
Yeah. It's something that I never thought that I would see in my lifetime. I mean, whenever I've heard this prophetic word before about the Kennedys, and it's like, okay, that just, is he adding to that? It's like, okay. And every time that I'm wondering, is there an addition to this that it's just kind of part of Kim and his own desires? And it's like, there's something more to this. There's something more to this. And we're seeing it unfold right now. So we also have another prophetic word about the tide is turning. And so let's take a look at this and we'll give some comments here.
Listen! Listen to the word of the Lord. What do I have planned for September? What about Israel? What I'm about to tell you, says the Spirit, is not only for the land of Israel and the people of Israel, but this is for you, says the Lord. The tide is turning for Israel. The tide is turning for you. What speak I of, says the Lord? A very strange thing shall happen in September. Moving into the fall, where there shall be a great fall. Fall of the enemies, fall of kings, fall of princes. I shall do a strange thing in Egypt again.
Very, very interesting. Abby, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, a wave, a tidal wave. Actually, one of the first things that I think about is Perry Stone recently had a dream also about a tsunami revolving around America and our direction. And so it seems to be kind of confirming that things are about to change, and it's our job to press in and pray and seek the Lord that the change would be towards him and not away from him. You know, going into the whole, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, you know, that we are supposed to do that. We're supposed to seek the Lord first. So that's kind of what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. You know, I always look at the prophet Jonah, and whenever I think about prophetic words, and you look at it, and he went to Nineveh and said that God is going to destroy Nineveh. Repent, because God is going to destroy Nineveh. And they repented, and so God relented. He did not destroy Nineveh. So whenever there's prophetic warnings, whenever there's prophetic words, we have an opportunity to respond. And one of the things that I feel like we need to respond about right now is actually Israel. With what's been going on there, we touched on some of the prophetic words that he gave about Israel and Syria and the Middle East there. I really feel like we just need to pray right now. Abby, would you start us in prayer and then I'll finish?
Absolutely. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to intercede on behalf of your chosen people of Israel. Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection to be upon them right now. We plead your blood upon them, that blood of the Lamb to just be upon the people of Israel. God, we know that you are with them, and we just pray that your people would find your peace in this time. God, that as the enemy attacks, that no weapon formed against them would prosper, Jesus. And we just thank you and praise you that you are with us and that you hear our prayers and our cries for your people. And God, we choose to bless Israel because your word tells us that those who favor them are blessed. And God, we just thank you right now for what you still have in store for Israel, that you are not done with them, but that you're coming back to establish your throne and your rule and your reign through the nation of Israel. So we just thank you, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
And Lord, we just thank you that you do speak through your prophets and you help us to understand these things through your Holy Spirit. God, I pray that we would not add anything in our interpretation or trying to understand these, Lord, that we would really seek you and that these words would not drive us to a man or to a prophetic voice, but they would drive us to you and that we would be responsive to what we're supposed to do. Lord God, we just pray for Israel that you would protect Israel as they're under attack right now. And God, we just say, have your way in this country, in the United States, Lord God. Jesus. There seems to be so many prophetic words about the political season that we're in right now. And Lord God, we know that we are responsible to react and respond in the way that you want us to, Lord God, to hold off this judgment. And we just pray that we would see another round of favor so that we can do what you've called us to do, to go and to preach the gospel into all the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Abby, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about these prophetic words that Kim Clement has given years and years ago, but now we're starting to see even beyond his passing. Abby, thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody go to charismanews.com to read articles about this and other topics and to stay up to date about breaking news from a spiritual perspective. I'm John Matarazzo, and this is Abby Trivett. And